Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Daria Albinger, and here are today's top local stories.
A jury of 8 men and 4 women has been seated in the trial of Sean Diddy Combs. Opening statements are underway. The music mogul is accused of turning his hip-hop empire into a racketeering enterprise which forced women to satisfy his sexual desires for years. The testimony could begin this afternoon, with Combs' ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, expected to be one of the first witnesses called. Combs can be seen on hotel surveillance video punching and kicking her in 2016. Jurors may also see recordings of the so-called freak-offs, where prosecutors say women had sex with male prostitutes while Combs filmed them. Now, lawyers for the 3-time Grammy winner say prosecutors are wrongly trying to make a crime out of a party-loving lifestyle they say may have been indulgent, but they say it was not legal. The 55-year-old has pleaded not guilty to several racketeering and sex trafficking charges. He faces life in prison if he's convicted on every charge. The trial is expected to last about 8 weeks. Winds News Time, 11:05. It is now easier to figure out the cost of health care in New York. City Councilwoman Julie Menin joined advocates today to launch PatientsRightsAdvocate.org, which is a new hospital price transparency tool. Ilaria Santangelo is the director of research at Patient Rights. She tells 1010 Winds how it works.
Through the New York City Price Finder, all New Yorkers can now know before you go, because this tool allows local consumers to choose the best price at, you know, the price they know they can afford.
The same tool was launched in Colorado back in October. That website, again, is patientrightsadvocate.org. A man in the Bronx has been stabbed to death in the Fordham section. A 31-year-old Fode Bamba was found around 6 o'clock last night near East Fordham Road and Webster Avenue. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police are still trying to piece together what happened. So far, there are no suspects. Mayor Adams announcing the developers for 500 new mixed-income housing units on Staten Island. Artemis and Phoenix Realty Group will build the new complex along the new Stapleton waterfront on the island's north shore. The mayor says the city will invest $400 million over the next 4 years to revitalize the area.
These are homes that everyday New Yorkers need and afford with a 1.4% vacancy rate. We have to build more. We have an inventory issue, not a desire issue.
25% of the new units will be affordable housing. A woman on Long Island was hurt after she accidentally drove her Jeep onto a floating dock in the Port Jefferson Marina last night. Police say she hit the gas too hard in the parking lot, crashed through a divider, and landed on the dock. She was taken to a hospital. She's expected to be okay. Fire officials, however, say she was just inches away from plunging into the water. A very happy reunion is expected at any time today. It's a half a world away that it's happening. It's for Edon Alexander. He's the last surviving American hostage in Gaza. His parents are going to see him for the first time in 2 years, actually longer than that. The Israeli-American citizen is from Tenafly, New Jersey, and the community is going to watch this as it happens. We're live with 1010 Winds reporter Marla Diamond at Tenafly.
And Daria, every once in a while, something is said in Hebrew on the large TV screen. They're watching Israeli television. Keeping an eye on this road out of Gaza at the Israel border to see the caravan come carrying Eitan Alexander. Every once in a while, cheers erupt from the crowd. Although it is, it's believed that he has not yet been handed over to the International Red Cross. A large crowd has gathered here outside the train station to watch this. He is a native son of Tenafly, as you said. He was captured at the age of 19 and has been in captivity for over 19 months. He is now 21 years old, joined the IDF right after graduation from Tenafly High School. A lot of alum are here. We spoke to one of his friends who said he is a great kid, a funny kid, an intelligent kid, and they have been on a roller coaster ride for these 19 months, especially in the past few months, where release negotiations were discussed, and he was expected to be released probably about 2 months ago. That did not happen. So, of course, everyone here is waiting and watching and hoping that it is going to happen. They're keeping their fingers crossed. It was supposed to happen around 11 o'clock our time, 6 o'clock Israel time, but that seems to be delayed somewhat. And of course, we will bring you the latest from the crowd here in Tenafly. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Tenafly, New Jersey.
Winds News Time, 11:25. Congressman Dan Goldman is calling on the federal government to release more files in the Jeffrey Epstein case, the Manhattan and Brooklyn lawmaker, firing off a letter to Attorney General Pam Bondi asking whether President Trump blocked the release to hide information about his relationship with Epstein. Bondi had previously promised to release more files after the FBI in February released material offering little information. Last week, she told reporters that the FBI is still going through hundreds of thousands of videos of Epstein with hundreds of underage victims. It's now easier to bike or walk across the RFK Bridge. MTA Chair and CEO John Oliber says a new path is fully open to the public in an effort to get more cars off the roads.
In these areas, the issue for people who are choosing between transit and driving may be what everybody calls the last mile, the space between the train station or the subway station and their home.
The opening's part of a larger effort to add more bike lanes on city bridges.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.